This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Here we are again. A brand new year, same crap.
Hey, we've loads to be doing, so we'll see you later.
No!
Dave, you can leave that in 2024. It's only funny in December.
I think it's funny all year round.
Do you want to hear something gross?
What?
I'm wearing the exact same clothes. I did change my, you know, as I was yesterday. Because
the amount of things you've said on this show and you can't say the word underwear.
I didn't change my
and socks. You know.
That sounds like tampon.
And I changed my socks as well.
It totally
too
does.
Far.
It totally does.
Yeah, do you know what? I got into bed so late last night just based on the fact that I was telling you I was in Stockholm and there was loads of delayed flights and everything. And by the time I got home, I was actually like, if Jack wasn't here, I'd probably sleep in my clothes and then just get up and go to work.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
yeah. What time do you land?
Really,
you say you got
me
into bed? 2 o'clock?
Two. Yeah, yeah. So I literally just took off my clothes, left them hanging over the banister, knowing that I just leave in the morning, put them straight back on.
Lovely.
And go again. And they don't even smell.
Are they your playing clothes?
I've been wearing these since a different country.
Not playing clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, you were wearing the same outfit yesterday as well.
Yeah, but I didn't get on a plane.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that changes everything.
Being on a plane, I feel like I just couldn't wear that.
No, I
as soon as I'm on a plane, I have to get them off and shower.
No, I know, the stink.
Awful. I haven't even
It's not even stink. It just feels like gross because you're like on a plane.
And touching off people.
Yeah.
There was a lady next to me.
Sure, you fly private, don't you?
yeah, right.
No,
there was a lady next to me and she
Nolan coaches.
She had this big oversized jacket. And at the beginning I was kind of hating on her because it was taking up so much space that, like, you know, I felt like I had 3/4 of a seat. But as I started getting sleepy, I really got into it. I was like, this is just lovely.
Did you snuggle up?
No, I wasn't on it, but I found comfort in it eventually, if you get me.
Yeah,
I was just kind of wedged in between her jacket and the seat. It was fab. Anyway, we have enough to be doing.
We've loads to be doing. Callum has just brought in a sequin jacket, so I'm presuming we have to fucking dance like a monkey or something there now.
For fuck's sake.
And massive news on this morning's show regarding our Aisling Bonner. Keep listening to hear all. Bye bye.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Check.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Woo!
Pick the company, man.
Yeah, my God.
Oh, welcome. We're back, baby.
That was a blink. That was just a blink, wasn't it? I feel like that was just, we were here 2 seconds ago.
I honestly feel like it's been weeks.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel somewhere in the middle. The first week absolutely flew. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe a week's done already. And then kind of I really chilled out towards the end of last week. And then I was actually kind of like, oh, I'm ready to.
It was only the end of last week where I was finally like, okay, I'm going to do literally nothing. I'm going to sit in bed. I'm going to play PlayStation. I played it for 3 days and I was just like, I should have done this for the last 2 weeks.
I'd say I watched maybe 12 episodes of Breaking Bad in the last 3 days.
That's fun. Choice. That's great. God. Like, I remember I brought my niece Florence to Fota Wildlife Park. And I think that was the first, Friday after we've been off for like a week.
Mm.
That feels like years ago.
So many people listen to this who got like 3 days
I'm so sorry.
Off. For like,
actually, how dare
I hate them. No fair. Hate us. We were very lucky.
We took it off though,
but
to be fair.
We did take it off.
We took it off specifically.
We had today's.
Yeah,
you know
we had today's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome to 2025.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new year of Emma, Dave and Aisling. Still the same crap.
And that's the motto for the year.
Spins Fully Charged with now. It's Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Sunny Federer and Jazzy, you're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. May we warn you, an hour's time, 10 past 8 this morning. Make sure you're with us because
Something happened.
Something major happened right before Christmas. 10 past 8 will tell you why we reacted like that.
God, no break, is there? Straight back into the feckin' thing. Anyway, you may listen in the background, you hear some Christmas music. That is because we're going to talk about Christmas one more time.
Aww.
We are going to talk about Christmas in Ireland. Because I think I was the only one of us all that just stayed around for the Christmas. Y'all just went gallivanting, didn't you?
You usually go to New York and then come back like an hour before the show starts on the Monday.
Usually. Does it once.
That's your kind of thing, isn't it?
That's my thing, yeah. Ashley went off to Indiana.
Yeah.
good time?
Yeah, brilliant.
Emma, you went off to Sweden.
I did. It
good
was
time.
Excellent, yeah.
And Callum, you went home to Nottingham.
Yes.
Good time.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, the crack was here, let me tell you. You missed it. My
right.
God. The celebs that were in Ireland over Christmas was insane.
Honestly, didn't hear about one single person here.
Neither
so
did I.
Off
well,
you go.
Emma, you're going to be very jealous.
Oh.
Guess who was here? Fred again. Fred again spent the Christmas, a lot of the big chunk of the Christmas period and New Year's Eve in Galway, right? There was rumours basically that he was going to be there for a couple of, that he was going to be there for performance. Like
yeah.
He was going to be there for a secret set.
Poor Fred again can't go anywhere and everyone's like, he's going to perform.
It's going to be a secret set. That's exactly what happened. He went on holidays to Galway and everyone thought he's going to do his,
yeah,
a secret set.
Pop up in Air Square and, you know, knock
exactly.
Everyone's socks off.
Yeah, something like that. So he revealed that he got a DM from O'Connor's Pub in Salt Hill, which he shared a screenshot of. And the message basically said, one of our staff reckons they spotted you in Galway. If you're around, pop into O'Connor's. We'll give you a matching hoodie for the t-shirt. Apparently, when he performed in Dublin 3 years ago, someone from O'Connor's Pub threw him an O'Connor's Pub t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
And so he still has the t-shirt and they gave him a hoodie. So he arrived in and they did a lock-in and he spent, I think, New Year's Eve in O'Connor's Pub in Salt Hill.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool. Great night.
A very, very cool night for Fred again. Who also was here was Paul Mescal and Gracie Abrams.
Okay, well, Paul, I imagine him being home for Christmas is good, but Gracie?
He brought the girlfriend home.
Yeah, he brought the girlfriend home. They were spotted grocery shopping together in West Cork.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Super Value.
A Super Value.
About it.
And, like, you might be thinking, he's from Kildare and she's from LA. Like, what in God's name does she want to be in West Cork for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
West Cork's class. But also, like, what are they getting in Super Value? The three meats.
Well, this is the thing, right? So apparently, Paul bought a remote cottage in the area last year.
Of course he did.
Yeah, so he took Gracie for a nice romantic breakaway for the Christmas period.
He definitely brought Phoebe Bridgers there.
They
were spotted in West Cork as well.
And when it was in the middle of lockdown and it kind of slightly annoyed people.
Ooh.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Well, this girl on TikTok named Eva, she works in Super Value. She shared pictures that she took with the two of them.
Yeah.
And she captioned it, trying to act cool, but Gracie Abrams and Paul Mescal just walked into the shop and asked me where the eggs were.
It's always hard to find eggs.
Always find eggs and bread. Can never find them.
Can never find them.
Richard E. Grant, who you might know as the dad from Saltburn. He was also in The Little Vampire. That's what I know him from. And he was also in Star Wars.
Yeah, no,
small thing. He spent his time over Christmas, what seemed to be the entire period of time, in Galway as well. Everyone was in bloody Galway.
Yeah.
Everyone was in Galway this Christmas. Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews spent their Christmas in Hoth this year. That was from an article I found.
She has a gaff there.
New gaff,
I just was like, celebs in Ireland. It was like Hoth and Vogue Williams and the other fella, yep. Spencer Matthews.
Checks out.
Yeah. They brought their three children as well. Now, apparently, there are some rumours that other celebs were here as well. Josh O'Connor, you probably won't know him, Ash. He plays young Charles in The Crown.
Ah!
You remember
him? Was he in Challengers?
Yes, he was. Yeah. That's exactly who he is. Josh O'Connor. Yeah, yeah. And Courtney Cox was in Derry, apparently. Because
her fella is from Snow Patrol.
Yeah, from Snow Patrol. Yeah.
Oh,
so Courtney Cox apparently in Derry and Josh O'Connor apparently in Galway.
God, it was all go.
That's
a lot of them, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot.
That's nearly all the celebs, isn't it?
I think that's nine out of ten celebs.
Is there anyone else?
Benson Boone, he wasn't here.
No,
he
wasn't.
No sign of him, will you never know. Eminem, see you around? He's on the way in a sec. No.
Ben Castle, no.
It's coming up on 7:15. Welcome back, Benson Boone, now pretty slowly on Spin.
Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Eminem and Houdini on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. What is the story?
Good morning.
Hey.
I was in Stockholm the last few days. Flew
Stockholm.
Over there on Thursday and got back last night. There was obviously a lot of mess. And, obviously the UK hugely affected by flight delays and stuff and cancellations. And then with the ripple effect of that, getting into Dublin was a bit of a pain. So we didn't actually land in Dublin until 20 past 12 last night.
How was Stockholm, though? I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Do you know what? This is my second time in Stockholm, and the two experiences, actually, it's very hard to compare because this one made me just love Stockholm so much. I think if you're going to Stockholm, number one, go when it's snowing.
Really?
Because the snow was class.
It's so like random that you've been there twice now.
Yeah, it is. I went once in the summer years ago.
Okay.
A friend of mine was kind of curious to scratch an itch. Yeah, I was there with Niall.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to go.
It's very expensive, I hear.
It is, and you know what? We kind of nailed it, and I think the reason being was, one, we didn't really want to be going for drinks. Two, it was so cold that you kind of leave the hotel for one big burst throughout the day.
Okay.
And then just chilling. Once you get home and have a shower, it's like, sure, let's not go out there again. Yeah. Yeah. You might for an hour, but like you're at home watching a movie in bed at
That's
8
lovely.
O'clock.
What are we talking on? What degrees?
-8 was the lowest
I
experienced.
Wow.
Yeah. But the thing about it was so calm. There was absolutely no wind, nothing like the kind of breeze that we'd feel, but it was freezing. Like it was two pairs of socks, a pair of tights, and your jeans.
Okay.
That was the vibe. God, right.
And you wouldn't dare go out without your gloves and your hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was kind of that wrap the scarf around your nose and just your eyes out. But when I say like my skin dried up instantly, like the first morning I woke up, it was like everything was cracking up. But anyway, so what did we do to entertain ourselves? There was 4 days to spend in Stockholm, and as I said, it was quite cold. It's January, you don't want to spend much money either, so we decided let's just do a load of museums.
Very
right?
nice.
I'd like to kind of rate them for you based on boredom level.
Okay, really?
So I'll start with what I found the least boring.
So Stockholm tourist border sweating.
Yeah, is a high rating most bored or least bored?
A high rating is most bored.
Okay.
So we'll start off with the Avicii Museum. I'm going to give that a score of 2, right?
Okay.
It wasn't very boring. It could have been better, okay?
Okay.
I did notice when I went in, oh my God, it's funny to be here when the Netflix documentary about Avicii has just dropped.
Just dropped
and a lot of people are talking about him.
Swedish.
My friend entered the group chat yesterday and goes, guys, why did no one tell me Avicii died? We were like, mate, it was
serious?
Like 2013.
It was 2018.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's ridiculous.
She's actually pretty with it.
It was a really, really brilliant experience. Very immersive, like very loud. It kind of feels like you're walking into a techno club, but like that's what it's kind of all about.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
And it was cool.
Your vibe.
What was cool was you could put on headphones and hear some of his biggest tracks with like the samples of who was meant to do the singing. So who was meant to sing on levels. And you're like, oh God, it wouldn't have been a hit now if it was that person.
That's very cool.
I feel like you're an expert yourself.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll move on to a boat museum. It was a museum that featured a very large ship. I'm going to give that a rating of a 4. 4 for boredom. It's the Vasa Museum, it's called. It's this maritime museum. It's my second time there. What's cool about it is that there's a massive warship that's hundreds and hundreds of years old
You've been to the Maritime Festival in Sweden twice.
I've been to the Vasa Museum in Sweden twice, would you believe?
Yes. My God.
That is one of your two truths in a lie.
It displays, it's the almost fully intact 17th century ship that's ever been salvaged, the only one. And the poor out, like, for God's sake, I just felt so sorry for all the workers who worked on this thing. They worked on it for years. It got a kilometre outside Sweden. It's like, as I saw.
And they put it in a museum.
1,200 metres it survived. And
oh my God.
Shocking, isn't that? So
but they had to bring it back to put it in the museum.
300 years later, they decided to dig it up.
Was it bombed or did it just go down itself?
Oh, it was an awful state. They made it quite clear that it was a Dutch guy who organised the building of it.
Oh, there's
not a Swede. We'll move on to the Photo Museum. Now, this was cool. I'm going to give this, probably a 5 rating, but it's essentially one of the coolest things we did in a way, but it was just very long. And my boyfriend Jack got way too obsessed with the space area, and as a result, it's got a bit bored. But it was actually really cool. Basically, it was contemporary photography grand. We probably passed 2.5 hours there. That's probably why I give it that rating, because we spent maybe a little bit too much time.
Okay, so that was on you.
Were the heaters all on in the museum?
The heaters were all on the museum.
So it was
very
lovely.
Warm.
So you just stay there.
2 more museums to go. One was a wooden horse museum. We stumbled across this place.
No.
And believe it or not, it wasn't my choice to go. It was my boyfriend Jax who wanted to go. It was kind of like Santa's workshop. It was cool. It was just a lot of wooden horses though. And kind of a lot of descriptions about why the Swedes really, really love these Dala horses that were hand carved.
I like the idea of going on a city break to crap museums.
Yeah, I think that's fun.
The final one. The best one, and I say this was my favourite one, but definitely I was out of my absolute mind with boredom. I think I found it fun because I was delirious from boredom.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Post Museum.
Class.
It was basically a museum about the Swedish Royal Post Service, and it is the oldest post office in Stockholm. It opened in 1760.
Not even in Sweden.
In Stockholm. They saw you coming. You walked in. It was like, I want entry, please. And they, really? You want to come in here?
Honestly, it was me, Jack, and then parents and kids. Right? And we were like, what's the attraction to this place? Oh, there's an area where the kids can track the post. And it's a hit, apparently.
There's also one here on post.com.
There was literally just a room of stamps. And we feigned interest for
it.
I kind of think I'd like that.
Do you know what? I get you, but no.
As a postman's job.
Maybe I like the misery.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Recharged.
Well, welcome back. After 8 o'clock this morning, 10 past 8 exactly, you need to make sure you're with us here at Spin because... You need to figure out what all that was about.
Something happened.
Something happened. Something big happened right before we finished up, right before Christmas. All the details. 10 past 8 this morning here on Spin 103.8.
I want to interrogate David Hammond for a second.
Go on.
David Hammond, you reshared an Instagram story yesterday or posted a story of your new girlfriend, Pippa.
Yeah.
In a lovely restaurant. I think it was in Skerry's.
Oh, yeah, that was on my Be Real.
Oh, it was on your Be Real. Okay, yeah, I knew I saw it somewhere. And in the photo, there was, in front of Pippa, a bowl of mussels.
Yes.
And what comes with a bowl of mussels is another bowl to put the mussel shells in.
Yeah.
But that was sort of towards Dave.
Right.
And I honestly did a double take. I said, is David Hammond eating mussels?
Wouldn't be like him. This guy lives off Cocoa Pops, fish fingers,
chicken
frozen
nuggets,
pizza.
Yeah. And then I said, no, that's just the mussel shells. But then there was a sliver of your plate available in the image. And I zoomed in and I said, I think there might be a mussel shell on Dave's plate. And what has gone on over Christmas?
Okay, well, believe it or not, mussels are one of my favourite foods.
What?
Always have been.
What?
Of all the things you've actually told me in our potentially nearly 10 years of friendship, that must be the most shocking
thing
I've
ever known
about you. They are one of my favourite foods.
I absolutely love them. However, I didn't order them. I ordered the...
I ordered
the scampi.
Okay, grand. Well, I can't believe you ordered that even.
But Pippa ordered the thing.
And were you like, give us a few of them, Pippa? What?
They're so good. Mussels and chips, that's what you have. Like,
are mussels the thing you lock down your throat?
No, they're oysters.
Oysters.
Oh, yeah.
I've only had them
once. Mussels are absolutely hideous looking.
Are mussels the things you pull off a rock and there's you pull out?
You open up the rock a little bit and you take
the black kind of shell.
It's so good.
No, I love mussels, but I just cannot believe you're a mussel.
Isn't that gas? There you go. But yeah, we were in Skerry's. We went to Stoop Your Head restaurant there on the harbour. And
what's after happening to him?
I go to Skerry's all the time.
No. You're bringing your girlfriend to something on the corner and eating mussels. Go through the
dogs. I'm sitting around the corner there having a mussel with my girlfriend on a Sunday.
I didn't say the corner, I said the harbour. But it was on the harbour. And do you know what was mad? Because we went for a walk, but you couldn't walk because it was absolutely miserable. But the storm was making the waves crash like on all the houses along the harbour and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
It was the most like intense thing ever. It was like being in a movie. It was so cool. I'd say to live down there is insane.
Yeah.
Because it's just water. I'd say it must be a lot of water damage. I'd say you'd have to do up your house a lot.
Yeah.
Funny the things that you learn when you step outside McDonald's, isn't it?
Honestly, it's bizarre.
Mussels galore and Skerry's as well. You probably love it.
This is so weird. Like, it's so normal for me. It's just like, oh my God.
I'm shook.
Did you wear a tracksuit?
No, I wore jeans.
I
wore this exact outfit. I haven't changed.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I miss 2024.
You smell like mussels. Yeah.
Here's that's just the gym, bro.
You're on Spin.
All right, this is a game we like to call A Second at the Cinema. We play you a 1 second clip of any movie, and if you can guess it correctly, we'll give you some IMC cinema passes. I thought it was A Bug's Life.
It was. It is not.
Just to say as well, is anyone else excited about that movie that's just out? We Live in Time,
yes.
I think.
Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a real heart wrencher. I think I'm going on Thursday.
I love her. She's amazing.
And I love him.
He's great too.
Yeah. They're both brilliant. Yeah.
This is the 1 second clip.
Put that thing back where it came.
And you've been trying to identify what movie that's from. Niamh thinks she knows. Hello.
Hi, morning.
Hey, how was your crimbo?
It was great. First day back to work today, though.
Right.
So
we feel you, sister.
Yeah, we feel you.
What do you do, Niamh?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, very good.
Oh, so would you have a bit of a break?
I'm in the rest of my house, so we closed for a couple of days Christmas, so, yeah.
It sounds like you're in a really tropical country and there's crickets all around.
Yeah, it does sound like there. Is your phone broken, Niamh?
I'm in the car and I was turning, sorry.
Oh, you're grand.
Is that an indicator? Anyway,
I think you need to go to the garage.
That'd be lovely.
Right, listen, let's try and sort you with a pair of tickets to the IMC cinema. You need to figure out what this movie is from this 1 second clip.
Put that thing back where it came.
What do you think it is?
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Let's see if she's correct.
It's a musical. Yeah, put that thing back where it came from or so help me. Get that thing away from me, you guys.
Niamh, our our first caller in 2025 and our first winner of IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations. Yay.
Thanks so much.
Oh my
god!
Iconic movie.
It is an iconic movie.
It truly is. And wait till you hear this back later on, Niamh, because you sound mental.
Not you. Whatever's going on around you.
I said that I woke up about 10 minutes ago and went, "Oh my god, I've been working out."
No, it's not you. It's just your car. There's or your crazy phone or something. I actually feel like you're being eaten by grass.
It sounds like you've been shrunken down to like the size of an ant, and you're living in the grass. Is honestly what it sounds.
I thought the movie was Bug's Life, and I think you're in that film.
Niamh, thanks for listening. Have a good one.
See you, Niamh. Get your terrible phone line.
Bye. Bye, Niamh. Just get Niamh on more.
I'm trying to work out what the hell that could be.
No idea.
I've no clue.
She's got her phone from wish.com.
Recharged. We just had Niamh on. She was playing a second at the cinema and we were saying it sounded like she was being eaten by grasshoppers. Her phone line was just bizarre, right? Here's a little flavour.
Hi, morning.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's like she got the phone from wish.com or something. It's not great.
She's been back in touch with us.
Oh my goodness. Ironically, this phone is from Thailand. I got it a year ago because I smashed my actual phone and it's a Nokia. So... that could explain the phone quality. Sorry about that.
That is so funny.
Oh my god,
so
that's
much
bizarre.
To unpack. You got the phone in Thailand, and it's a Nokia. Yeah.
It's not a Nokia.
That's weird.
It's like a Nokia with a C in the middle.
Good morning. Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome back.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning, 2025.
Do you know what? I actually hate yous and I hate this show and I hate the listeners of this show.
Aww.
Jesus.
So nothing's changed anyway.
No, and I'll tell you for why. A couple of years ago, or maybe 2 years ago, my parents brought us skiing, as in me, myself, my brother, my sister. And
do you know what? Let's
ever since then, yous have just slagged me for... because they paid for it and they brought me on holiday.
Yeah.
And they were listening. So they've gone off skiing together and they never brought us. And it's your fault.
You think it's our fault.
And it's your fault.
And sorry, just remind me, did you not go on like a cruise with your whole family last year? Like not 6 months ago? Is that maybe why you're not going on the skiing holiday?
Did you pay for your own way on that cruise?
On the cruise?
Did Mammy and Daddy pay for it?
All-inclusive cruise?
Now, in fairness, I didn't realise this was going to backfire.
And I think what actually happened was everyone listening to the show picked up on you saying the time of the skiing. Yeah, like mom and dad paid for the skiing.
Oh, but I bought dinner. Let's not forget that David Hammond bought dinner once on that week long.
He really contributed to the trip that mom and dad paid for.
They've gone. They've gone without
They're
us
gone
this year.
They've gone by themselves.
They've gone by themselves.
None of the kids.
None of them. Not even Sophie, their favourite.
Go on, Grania and John Legend.
Sophie is fuming. Sophie doesn't know what to do with herself. You think I'm spoiled. You should see your little sister. She doesn't know what to do with herself.
Yeah, deflect.
She didn't even buy dinner once.
Not even once.
Listen, hang on. After Chapel Rome, we're about to play you. There's big news on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. That is...
David bought a second dinner.
Reaction to something that we learned just before we finished up as we said goodbye on that Friday before we finished up for Christmas.
That didn't air, by the way.
Nope, no, never made
fresh
air.
Fresh information.
All details next.
Morning. Okay, we've been teasing you all morning that we have this crazy news to bring you and a big, massive scream clip that we keep teasing you. So, on the last show of the year... for us, which was Friday the 20th of December. Mm. We were kind of trying to clock out nice and early, get home for Christmas and all the rest. And what we do every morning after the show is we record an intro for our podcast, which is called Fully Charged Recharge. And the podcast is basically all the talky bits from the show. And we record a bespoke little intro.
Yeah,
we go,
just hello, and here's what's going on.
Yeah,
here's
behind
the scenes and whatever.
Or
we do it every day.
There's stuff that you can't really talk about in the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You can talk about it in the podcast.
Yeah. Because we were trying to get out kind of early, at around 9:30, we said we'll record the podcast during one of the ad breaks just before we went into the cash machine, all right? And normally we're a little bit tired at that stage when we do the podcast intro. We don't have a whole lot of content saved for that intro. But on this particular day, I said to the guys, I've got something for the podcast intro. They're like, oh, check you
our last day and get something for the podcast. Yeah.
But little did Emma and Dave know that I had some massive news to share, and here is how it sounded. Alex and I do this Christmas tradition where we go off to Grand Canal Dock and we get a hot chocolate.
To be honest,
I love it. I think it's nice.
We got a hot chocolate and a coffee, and we put it.
Did you get a pint as well?
We did beforehand, yeah. Oh, okay. And we got a hot chocolate, and we got engaged.
What?
We got engaged yesterday.
No, you didn't.
We did.
No, you didn't.
We
what?
Did.
You saved this for the podcast.
I haven't told everyone yet, so I can't do it on the show.
Oh my. What the hell?
God. Oh my God, Ashley! Oh. I'm so happy for you!
Oh my God!
Oh, I'm so glad that this is recorded because we can play this in January.
We're so grown up.
Producer Callum, producing as ever.
Producing as always.
Oh, I'm so glad you got engaged, the content. So there we have it, Alex and I got engaged. On Thursday, the 19th of December.
My birthday!
Yeah, on Callum's birthday. Yeah. Which was the next thing he said at the time. I was so completely shocked. As I mentioned there, it was up at Grand Canal Dock where we do this nice little tradition where we get a hot chocolate and a coffee, and we do it every year. And he was very uptight about it this year, but I'm sure I was none the wiser. And Emma, you might have heard in that clip, said that she thought it was a crap tradition.
Yeah, I actually gave me a lot of anxiety over Christmas, actually, thinking about how I said that in that moment. Yeah. Ashling has talked about this tradition for a few years, and I'm like, why would you go and sit up by the red spike? So boring.
So
something else. What a weird tradition. And now I'm like, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
so sorry.
It's a beautiful tradition. So after I told the guys in the big reveal, I was very, very nervous, which will soon become clear. And Emma also had to do some backtracking.
That's unbelievable.
How could you keep that?
How did you come to work?
2.5 hours.
Wow.
Literally doing nervous poos on.
Sorry, it's not a bad tradition. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. I love when you go up to the
So, we did the engagement up at Grand Canal Dock. I didn't see it coming, as I said. And then next thing was, Alex was like, your mam and your granny, you're waiting over at your granny's. Went over to them, had a big celebration. And then the best surprise ever was we were due to go to a restaurant that night. And he said, go home and drop your bags off or whatever before we go to the restaurant. And when I walked in, there was a big, massive surprise of loads of our friends waiting in the apartment for us. It was absolutely beautiful.
So cute.
He smashed it, didn't he? He thought of everything.
Yeah. But obviously, the guys were looking for more and more information at the time when I told them. So let's revisit. They were a bit miffed that I didn't do it live on the show on that Friday. Alex's family don't know yet. We're going to surprise them in America.
Of course.
I still rang some of my friends.
We won't say a word.
He was like doing this little speech, and I was sitting there and I was like, this is a really nice speech. And I was like, God, I wonder what the engagement speech will be like if this is just a casual Thursday.
Oh, he was just talking about how much he loves you and everything.
Yeah. And then he was like, and then he started putting his hand in his pocket, and I was like,
oh.
Yeah. And then he got down on one knee, and like literally there's somebody, like people were like walking by. Yeah. It was crazy.
I had real tears when Ash was, like, I don't know what happened to me, but I got so emotional.
The whole story was just amazing.
It was so cute.
The way he did it, wasn't
it? You guys were so cute as well. But the worst part of it all was we had to come back and do the bloody cash machine. And we had to do another half hour of the show and pretend like nothing
had happened.
I'm so sorry for saying it's
a I was like, oh, was that long?
Do you know what's all of us we have to do? We have to do a cash machine now.
I know.
Yeah. No,
we're not.
I wish we recorded this at 9:55 because now all I'm worried about is someone's going to say, actually, you're engaged.
No, you do not, Dave,
speak for the rest of the show.
Dave, don't speak for the rest of the show.
So there's a little look behind the curtain.
Oh, come on. You've had Christmas. You've celebrated. What are you thinking?
Oh, Janie, I haven't thought past. Oh, that's a lovely ring.
If you want to come, text the word WIN to 087-711-1038 and we will get you to Ashling's wedding.
You can see a full video reaction of the guys when I told them over on Instagram right now. It's very, very cute.
Congratulations, Ashling.
Thank you, guys.
By the way,
it's a massive rock.
It's a rock.
She's from Cork, Big Pig and Favourite Girl on Spin.
She's
with
from
Emma,
Cork.
Dave and Ashling. Yeah, she is actually.
Oh, I did not know
big
that.
Big Pig by.
I know. Her real
That's
name.
Why she's two eyes in the big and the pig. It's Big Pig.
Apparently, she was out one night with her friends and saw that listed on a pizza menu in some place and was like, that's funny.
And I love her.
Yeah, she's good.
Gas.
I love Big Big. So we just told you some big news just there that I got engaged.
Woo!
To Alex just before Christmas.
Obviously, that would be a big shock.
To Alex, actually, on Thursday the 19th of December, okay? And the week before Christmas is obviously a very busy time in general. However, on Friday the 20th of December, for me, I was flying to America to go over to Alex's family for Christmas.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. And I have come to the conclusion that the perfect time to propose to somebody if you want them to be surprised is to do it when they're stressed out of their goddamn mind.
Interesting.
Because I did not see this coming at all. I hadn't a clue. I couldn't have been more oblivious. Now I kind of need to take a long, hard look at myself and maybe stop being so self-involved.
Why?
Because I missed a whole load of hints along the way. Yeah.
I'm interested.
So for context, if you didn't hear, Alex proposed at Grand Canal Dock on that Thursday, the day before we were flying out, and we were doing this annual Christmas thing that we do where we get a coffee and a hot chocolate, sit, look at the pool bag chimneys, go home and have a pizza. The first hint I missed was 2 weeks before the event when my friend Emer texted me and said, "Hey, what's happening on December 19th?
Oh my God.
Orla told me to keep it free.
Oh my God.
Emer and Orla would never meet up without me knowing. And I was clearly so stressed out about Christmas and everything, I just went, "Don't know."
Oh my.
There was actually a big surprise party planned
Emer?
For me.
Who is this person?
Could have
Emer. Emer, are you listening? You absolute wagon.
No.
I actually think Orla's to blame. Orla should have said,
"I actually
Emer,
agree.
The 19th would say nothing to Ashling."
See, Orla was in a pickle because she didn't want to be telling everyone before I did.
Orla, you wagon.
Everyone kind of gathered in the apartment, not really knowing what the surprise was, but guessing, sort of. So anyway, that was that.
Oh my God.
The next hint was a week before, and this was Orla again, but done very, very subtly and well, where she texted me out of the blue and said, "I'm getting my nails done 5 minutes from your gaff in half an hour. Want to come?" And I went, "Yeah, that'd be lovely."
Oh, very nice.
That's a week before the engagement. Completely planned.
Legend.
Never, ever get my nails done. And Alex was sweating. How do I get her to have her nails done before the engagement?
Brilliant.
Very smooth. And again, little Ashling hadn't a clue.
Thank God you said yes.
A lot of gals will be saying, like, "Oh, I'm kind of just fuming because I'd like scrubby nail varnish on or the hands didn't look great or whatever."
Yeah. The day of the proposal.
Do you know what mine would be in that case? Emma, do you want to scrub the tan off your hands there?
The day of the proposal, I was in work kind of late because it was the day that we were doing our Christmas crack in the office. Basically, everybody queues up to spin a wheel, right? Yeah. And we were up doing that, and I'd been queuing for probably like 45 minutes. And Alex texts me and goes, "Are we ready to go at 2 to do our annual tradition?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What? We normally go and do this at like 4 or 5 when it's dark."
Yeah.
I was like, "I have so much to do. I haven't packed for America. I'm absolutely wrecked. I need a nap. And I'm in the queue for spin the wheel. There's no chance I'm going to be ready at 2. He texts me going, "I said this year I wanted to do it in the daylight." And I have messages back to him going, "This wasn't well communicated, Alex. I presumed we were doing it as usual at 4 o'clock. I'm getting proper sassy. I mean, you can see he's trying
well
to be
communicated.
So, he's trying to like not get into it.
Oh my God.
So here, he's like, "Maybe we could leave spin the wheel for this year." And I said, "I'm 5th in the queue. I'll be home when I'm home." Brat, right?
Oh, you little brat.
And at that point, I hadn't a clue. I get home and he's all cheerful. And I said, "God, he's definitely going to be fuming with me." No, he's cheerful and he's sitting in a buttoned up white shirt.
Yeah.
And he's suggesting kind of fancier outfits for me to wear to get a hot chocolate and a coffee. And at that point, I still hadn't a bloody
How do you know? Even I know now.
When we go out, we say we'll stop in the pub first. And we're suddenly at the benches. He's like, "Well, we just go do the bench thing first and then go to the pub." I said, "No, I have to wee. I have to go to the pub first." Meanwhile, his friend is across the docks, set up with a camera on a tripod for the big moment.
Yeah.
He is freezing his arse off for 2 hours.
Waiting
to Graham,
for you
the
to
legend.
Get your arse in
Waiting
here.
For me to get to spin the wheel and go toilet and
What did you win on
the
spin
money.
The wheel?
Press up voucher. Happy out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So worth it. Worth your one.
Worth it. And the last one was, as we went to sit down on the bench, I spilt a bit of the hot chocolate on the bench, so I went around and sat on his right and he freaked out. "Why, what are you doing? Why are you moving?" And I was like, because I spilled some of the hot chocolate. I'm just going to sit here. And he's like, oh, okay. And the reason was because Graham had told him to have her on your left for the lighting.
Stop.
And at that point, I still hadn't a clue. And literally, it was in the middle of his little speech when I went, this would be a really nice engagement speech. Oh, my God. So do it when she or he is really, really stressed and they won't have a clue.
The fact he still asked you after all of that.
I know.
He must really love you. Because I'd be putting that thing right back in my pocket. Do you know what? Back to the jewellers.
No, I think my favourite line is, well, that wasn't very well communicated, Alex. Here's a glimpse into the future, honey.
I know. Final word now on the big engagement.
Hey, who's engaged?
I got engaged on Thursday, 19th December, right? Got engaged to my boyfriend, Alex. And it happened, I told you, down at Grand Canal Dock. It's a tradition that we do where we get a hot chocolate and a coffee and we sit there and look at the chimneys and reflect on the year and maybe go for a drink after or whatever. And when it was happening, somebody saw us. And this person messaged me afterwards on Instagram and she's just gotten in touch now to tell us what she saw. And it is our lovely listener, Rebecca.
No way!
What a small world. Literally, seconds before her proposal, I walked past her in Grand Canal Dock. And I'm never in the office, but I walked past her and I was like, there's Aisling and her boyfriend. And I was like, oh, they're doing that cute little Christmas tradition. I was like, well, I go up and say hi. And I was like, oh, no, I'll leave them too. I don't want to ruin their cute little Christmas moments.
Stop.
And then they got engaged. I can literally see there was a massive group of us going past Grand Canal Dock from work. And I can literally see my manager in the back of some of her engagement video. And I was just like, oh my God, mad.
That is so weird.
Isn't that so gas?
Awesome,
and that
brilliant.
She didn't come up
fair
as well.
Fair play to her.
Because I
well.
Think that really would have rattled Alex as well.
Yeah, yeah. You would have freaked at that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine if someone's like, well, how are you? And you're like, oh damn.
I know.
Your man's over there, like, what's happening across the river with the big lens
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
being
yeah.
Like, are you doing it now? Are you doing it now?
Yeah. It's small.
Is it weird to even fiance?
Yeah, I know. I think I'm still going to call him my boyfriend Alex on the
no.
show. I think
no,
I will.
Easy. We're used to Colin's obsessed with us always explaining who someone is that we talk about, which is why it's always like, my boyfriend Alex or whatever,
I know.
Right? And that's all producer Colin's fault. He makes us do that.
Yeah, but if I start saying my fiance Alex, you'll be like, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
I'm like that now. You spent the last 40 minutes talking about your engagement.
Give over.
Look, it's been all fun and games. We've been talking about the fact that Aisling got engaged.
What?
And playing some funny
brand
songs.
New information.
Get over it, guys.
Having a bit of a laugh. But no, it's time to get serious on the show.
Oh, yes.
It is officially Q1 of a brand new year in 2025.
Not this again.
I love a new Q.
If you were heading back into the office today, chances are you'd be looking at some kind of a confusing looking pie chart, hopefully colour coordinated. Yeah,
the KPIs,
at some point today.
Guys.
Yeah, the KPIs. What's that even stand
haven't
for?
Haven't a notion.
Key performance indicators, guys. Come on, it's quarter one.
Sorry.
Can we wake
sorry.
Up, please?
A lot of people will be revisiting their goals from the last queue. And look, we like to do this on the show every quarter too.
Yeah.
So right now, let's take a look back at the goals that we all set for ourselves back in October for November, September and December.
For
as per usual, I presume we all remember what they were, yes?
Oh. Sure, yeah, of course. Yeah. But let's hear the clips just in case.
Okay, so back on the 2nd of October, I set out this challenge for myself for Q4. I will strive to avoid dropping the F-bomb or curse in any way at the lady that will give me my first bikini wax.
Oh, the first bikini wax. Jesus, that person hadn't a clue what was to come.
We all know how that went down.
Neither did I. Okay.
The greatest piece of radio ever, by the way.
That was a fail. The poor lady.
She
terrible.
And
she heard
there,
probably.
She?
I say I came up with new curse words that ever existed before. To be honest
oh
with you.
Oh my God!
Damn, that was a fail. Okay, what was next? Sure, I successfully attend the kids' rave at the Bernard Shaw with my niece Florence before Christmas.
Oh my God! Also a fail.
Florence came to visit me in Dublin. I booked us into a kids' rave in the Bernard Shaw. She threw a wobbler, was in terrible form, and wanted to go home. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Not really your fault, to be fair.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. To develop at least an extra inch on my bum. From boxing and more squatting, mountain climbers, and glute bridges. I'm trying, and I'm seeing nothing.
All right, whip it out there. Let's check.
Bend over there.
Definitely not. If anything, it shrank.
Okay, so a bad Q4 for Emma Nolan.
Bad Q4 for me.
All right.
Dave,
let's see how we got on in Q4. For my goals, goal one was this. I would like to secure and integrate 3 additional high-quality hoodies into my personal apparel collection. 1, 2, 3. I did. I did.
Yes, what colours?
Grey.
No way.
A black one.
No way.
And I got the oversized one, the box hoodie that you love.
I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I've been obsessed with that.
So yeah, I got 3 new hoodies.
Congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
All right, great. I'm off to a great start. What was goal 2? I would like to achieve consistent support for United by witnessing a minimum of 3 consecutive victories, enhancing my overall fan experience and team morale. You know, in fairness, that wasn't my fault. I don't know why I set that up, because
it was an unachievable goal.
It was very unachievable, but also I couldn't. There's nothing I could have done.
Have they even had a singular win?
I haven't had a win in a while, actually. But we did draw to Liverpool yesterday, so that's a win in my eyes.
Whoa, times are bad.
Yeah. The final goal for Q4. Maintain a sustainable wellness routine reflected by achieving being in the green on my Whoop app for at least 2 consecutive days. I once got a week. A working week, 5 days of being in the green. So I was very, very happy with
well
that.
Done.
It was
excellent.
A great day. So yeah.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf once said.
Okay, what was my first goal for Q4? Navigate the complicated circumstance of being on holidays on Halloween. An action plan to deliver costume excellence to meet high expectations.
Okay.
Well, would you say the disco ball was costume excellence?
It was.
Absolutely.
I think, but you didn't dress up on your holidays, though.
No, but I just said conduct some sort of costume.
Okay, fair enough.
You put a lot of work into that. I'm surprised you even have healthy skin after sticking all those bits to your poor face.
A lot of glue on the face. Okay, goal 2. Parlay many words of Espanol in the Central American country of Mexico this month, branching out from the generic gracias and por favor into the more advanced phrases of donde está la biblioteca and mi nombre es Ashley.
Oh,
well,
my
you
God.
Might remember, didn't you order grasshoppers for lunch accidentally?
Because all you said was si.
Yes, no, I definitely didn't ask where the library was or tell anyone my name. So I would say that's a big fail.
All right, finally.
Final goal. Reignite needlework and increase production of knitted goods, including the completion of a blanket I commenced in Q4 2022. Begin a knitted vest, cat-sized scarf and hat, and knitted scrunchies. Ooh, there was a lot there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I made one knitted scrunchie. I completed the blanket.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I have started the vest.
We get it. That's all right.
2 out of 3.
Even while getting engaged, you got all that done.
Yeah, not bad.
Busy.
I've been busy.
Okay, listen. We need to focus, guys. We need to realign, reset, and look ahead to a brand new year and a brand new queue.
It's time we circled back.
It's time we circled back on all those people we said we'd circle back on.
Next, let's set our goals and our objectives for Q1 of 2025. We are looking ahead to Q1 of 2025, as lots of people will look at their optics for the year ahead and the queue ahead and work this morning. We're no different here at Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We just revisited our goals from October for Q4 of 2024. Epic fail for me, mediocre for the other two.
Yeah, we weren't bad at.
Yeah, 2 out of 3. Probably better than most. It's fascinating how these goals completely leave our brains as soon as we speak them.
I think going forward, guys, we need to really look at something that is doable, is tangible, and be more realistic.
All right, so, come on, Em, give us your goals.
All right, goal number one for me in Q1 of 2025 is haircut.
Oh,
transform my personal brand with a strategic grooming initiative. Please finally remove all those disgusting split ends that look at me. Leveraging a haircut as a high-impact, low-effort enhancement to my executive presence.
Very nice.
Very good. Interesting.
Just an inch.
I was thinking, are you going to go short?
Nah, I just haven't got a cut in about a year.
I think you should, Em. I think you should go short.
I like short.
Phone is number 2. Acquire a functioning phone that has a functioning side
button. Do that.
This will reactivate Apple Pay and limit the amount of times I've been left out in public with no way to pay for anything, and will limit the amount of times I've had to request new Revolut cards and new AIB cards to the door because I keep losing.
I was doing a little face mask with my girlfriend yesterday and I tried to use Apple ID to pay for something that wouldn't let me, and I was like, God, I feel like Emma Nolan. Not able to use my side button.
Oh, I've got a half a phone for the last while. And finally, big one, prepare to move in with partner for the first time ever.
Oh, that's a big one.
Not to steal your thunder, Ash, at all. I was like, going to leave this out because you've had a big morning, but I was like, this is actually genuinely in the goals for Q1. Prepare for a successful cohabitation and creating a thoughtful plan to move in with my boyfriend, Jack. Focus on aligned shared responsibilities, combining resources and fostering open communication, despite being an Englishman, to ensure a smooth transition.
My God.
Growing up.
Big, big moment to you, Emma.
That's lovely, Em.
There's some good... There's some good goals. All right, over to my goals. I would like to, one, optimise cardiovascular output and endurance by achieving the milestone of running 2 kilometres.
Yay! That's better than
without, achievable.
Without interruptions, i.e. dying. I have never been able to do it before. I can't even run 200 metres
without dying. That's
brilliant, Dave. So
great.
2 kilometres is all I want to do for Q1.
You got it. Fine.
Goal number 2 is a bit more serious as well. But I'd like to execute a high impact contribution to the community by donating blood platelets.
Excellent.
I am going to donate blood platelets successfully, overcoming my deathly fear of needles.
Well done, dude.
And
that's
blood.
Brilliant.
That is amazing.
So I will do that. And 3.
You better not fail on that one.
Yeah, I know. Strategically spearhead the resurgence of Heelys as a lifestyle footwear choice. I think we need to bring these back. I would like to bring this as a campaign to the show where we all buy Heelys and we all just continue, like, don't tell anyone else, just all of Dublin buys Heelys, and then when anyone comes to Dublin, everyone's on Heelys and going around. Like, the Lewis will not need to be used, the buses won't need to be used,
yeah.
Your cars won't need to be used, let's all just use Heelys. This is my campaign for 2025.
Yeah, buy them on the account there, Callum.
Yeah, please.
Probably the trickiest one to execute, but the most fun.
Emma, Dave and Aisling Heelys, that's what I want.
Emma, Dave and Aisling Heelys, lovely. Okay, my first goal for Q1 is I wish to optimise sleep and enhance restoration by implementing a strategic initiative to physically relocate my sleep sanctuary no later than 9:30 p.m. 3 evenings a week.
Wow.
With digital detox commencing at the same time.
Oh, God.
So I want to be in bed by 9:30, 3 times a week.
That's very good.
I need so much more sleep.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's doable.
I aim to develop body type convincing of an 18th century English peasant, thereby ensuring maximum impact on stage during the musical Sweeney Todd, aka I want to lose weight and look like a skinny peasant.
Please don't do that.
Just a little bit.
No.
Just a little bit more like a peasant than I do now.
Please don't.
Essentially, just a little bit.
Imagine I was like, you got the peasant thing down.
And finally, I plan to conduct a comprehensive assessment of my personal network to determine optimal guest list in order to maximise crack for upcoming wedding event. I want to decide who's nice and should come to my wedding.
Okay, who's on the nice list?
Who's on my naughty
God,
and nice
we're going to be
list.
Licking up to her for a while, Dave.
No, I'll bow out. I'm fine.
You're so annoying. That's the second time he said this.
He's honestly, that's the second time and he hasn't seen her since she announced she got
engaged. Yeah, he's like, if you're tight on numbers, don't worry about it.
Just trying to help you out. Isn't that terrible? Okay, we will revisit all in 3 months' time, guys. Best of luck in a new year and a brand new cue. Woo! Definitely the sexiest song on that album, I feel. And it's
so good.
It's so obviously about Barry as well, the way they talked about like the night they met. I was in a sheer dress. Okay, I'm going to stop. Anyway, that's what this is referring to. And now it looks like they're all off. No confirmation, though.
I was only thinking about them over the Christmas. I was like, has there been anything? They're so funny about it, aren't they?
But I also think that she wrote this album like a couple of months before she even met Barry. I think it was about someone else.
But it's about the sheer... But she's in the sheer dress, Dave. I believed in the dream. I looked up the sheer dress and they met.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did they meet?
Some kind of a gala thing they were both at.
I thought you were with someone at the gala.
The gala.
You men at the Dublin match.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Aisling.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you're in good form.
What are you putting your porridge today? It smells actually quite nice.
Same as ever, Dave.
Is it sugar?
Bit of banana.
Oh,
little
no.
Bit of sugar.
Oh. I just smelled the sugar.
Maybe you've changed.
Like, no. I do not want banana.
I hope you're in good form. I'm wearing my new socks today that I got off Jack's parents for Christmas. Jack's my boyfriend, right? And you know what was mad?
They got you socks
they know
for
you,
Christmas.
They know you so well.
No, but hang on, right? My mom got Jack a really nice quality pair of socks for Christmas and a mug. And I, from his parents, got nice quality socks and a mug.
No offense, it's giving. Don't know them very well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be nice,
be right.
There was it's talking. Only year one.
Oh, no, for a fact. Totally. Yeah. It's the most, like, perfect, basic kick, like, starting.
Or a voucher.
Question.
You know, or a voucher's nice,
a
too.
A voucher is nice, but I just couldn't believe. I was like,
that's
oh, my God,
funny.
My mum and dad. And
socks.
I had no idea what my mum and dad had gotten for Jack at all till he sat with me and opened the presents. And I was like, are you serious? You're getting mug and socks as well?
That's, show me the socks.
They're like green and they're...
Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
Oh,
they're
lovely.
Very, like, chunky.
Very thick.
Do you know what? On the voucher thing, I feel like vouchers have gotten a bad rap.
People I completely
seem to
agree.
Think like vouchers look unthoughtful. No, no, no. Give me a voucher.
Yes, please give me a voucher.
The great thing about a voucher is that you will use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan of a voucher. Yeah, I got my brother an Amazon voucher and he was just like, oh, right. Cheers. And I was like, sorry, you can buy anything you want.
It's a world of opportunity.
Honestly.
That's a great present, Dave.
Let's bring back vouchers.
Yeah.
2025.
2025, the year of the vouchers.
Heelys and vouchers.
Exactly, Heelys and vouchers.
Listen, the music is in the background for the final day because today is the day that Christmas is officially over, according to,
boom.
I don't know, the gospel.
Yeah, it's actually a really big day in lots of countries. I think in some, like, European countries, this is the day that they open their presents and stuff.
Really?
It is a little Christmas, you could call it. It's the day the decorations come down, the day the wise men arrived.
Yeah, so the crib doesn't come down.
The crib doesn't come down, yeah. And then also in Ireland, it is known as Nollaig na mBan, which is women's Christmas, which is a tradition that goes back many years. And it's essentially the day that the women take a day off. They put the feet up.
Isn't it sad? It's only once a year.
I know. And the men do the housework and the chores for a change. And I think every day should be Nollaig na mBan. But anyway, it is today. And so as we sit here with a lovely, sprightly young man, David Hammond, in the studio, I think Emma Nolan's only right and proper that we put him to work.
Absolutely. Look, to be honest, the studio, we haven't really been here in a couple of weeks. They could do it a bit of a freshen up.
They could.
I would say, Dave, there's a bottle here of window cleaner.
Oh, good. Obviously. You're actually putting me to work.
Yes.
Yeah. There's two windows on each side of us, both Today FM studios. Ian Dempsey's, even though he's off air, he's next door.
He's in there.
You can see there's a few paws there from over Christmas.
Yeah.
I'd like you to clean the windows,
please. Clean,
Dave,
the windows so we can see Ian's lovely face.
Spray there now. We have the bottle here.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Bit of that.
Yeah.
So I'll just put up the blind.
Yeah.
Pull up the blind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, oh there's Ian.
Good morning, Ian. Oh, lovely.
That is awful. I get rid of that.
Bit of elbow grease now, Dave, please.
God, I think he's enjoying himself, Emma, isn't he?
There is a mark on the. There's a mark on the window that will not come off.
Okay.
Oh, right. Dear.
See there up in the top left, Dave, you missed a spot there. There's like a fingerprint up there.
And make sure you get down on the hands and knees. You got to get low as well for Nollaig na mBan. Yeah. Do you know what? I might see because the floors are looking a bit grubby.
No, Jamie and Shereen reading in here over Christmas.
I see if there's a Hoover out there we could get in from there.
Okay.
Just keep at the lights.
Oh, he's
just dusting now.
He's dusting. Yeah, you're dusting stuff onto my head. You're getting into this, Dave, aren't you? See, there's a lot of dust on this light here, actually. I'd say that hasn't been cleaned since it was installed years ago. Yeah, give that a bit of a scrub.
Oh,
brilliant, Ash. Come in with the Hoover there. Get her plugged in. Ian's looking at us, admiring the windows. Yeah, it's lovely.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, get that on there now, Dave.
Dave, I want to see good, serious scrubbing with this Hoover, yeah?
Is there anywhere now around that you see?
I'll just lift my feet and if you wouldn't mind. Under
please
my...
don't hoover Aisling herself, just the floor, David, please.
My jeans are very dirty.
Yeah, would you do my jeans there?
Emma, what do you need to hoover?
Emma's hair, maybe?
Emma's hair, my jeans
could do it a bit of a rub. They're picking up all the jacket.
Good boy.
Yeah, and just the microphone. Lovely, yeah.
And remember, ladies, Nollaig na mBan.
Yeah.
So if there's a man in your life, get him to do all this for you as well. Yeah, and Dave, the tree needs to come down out there in the office as well. So if you wouldn't mind getting to that, that'd be brilliant.
There's a Christmas tree there, Dave. I'd like you to get down as many baubles as you possibly
can. Yeah, that needs to get down today.
All right, Dave, just as the door is conveniently a Christmas tree. Yeah.
How many have you gotten?
Oh, yeah, Dave, the tree has to come down. It's Nollaig na mBan. What don't you understand? He's a...
Okay, he hasn't got a single bauble off yet, so this is going to be a while.
One bauble.
One bauble for you.
He's dropped one singular bauble on Aisling's desk.
One bauble for you.
Thanks, David.
Here's the proof.
Brilliant.
Small bubble for you.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Okay. God, he's getting a sweat on, isn't
yeah,
he?
That's yeah, that's okay, Dave.
Small bubble for you.
Thanks, we have David. 45 minutes left of the show, so that's
we'll
fine.
We'll see how
keep,
he goes.
Keep
it's
her going.
An artificial tree.
Five bubbles. Oh, you lost the string on that one. He just whipped that one off.
Dave, you need to get the box to put them all away safely for next week.
Six bubbles. That's enough.
That's enough, yeah. Well done, Dave.
Happy Nolly Command, everybody.
Please take full advantage today. And if you work in an office where there's lots of men, ladies, make sure to put them to work just like that.
Dead right.
Yeah, all right, Dave.
I had fun.
Yeah, good.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. I'd say over the Christmas period, I wasn't the only one, but my God, I got so into the darts. It was amazing. We are talking 180. We're talking double tops. We're talking
double five.
Stand to the right on the yockey, I think is what it's called. I got a load of darts terms into my vocabulary.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm absolutely loving it.
You're the same this time last year.
I just love it. It's so good.
But it's
I got
fun.
Specifically into it this year, and mainly because I know he's only 17, and I know like he has many, many years to go and win it. But we got to give it up for Luke Lipper, everybody. We got to give it up.
So
I mean,
cool.
He was so good. And his opening walk-on music has to be the best opening walk-on music. I get so hyped. I've been singing it all Christmas. It sounds like this.
'Cause I'm ready to go.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
It's kind of like not your typical. It's kind of cheesy, but it's very testament to the fact that he's a 17-year-old kid.
It is,
but
cheesy.
It's so good because it gets the whole crowd going. So I've been absolutely obsessed with Luke the Nuke Littler, and so what I've done is I've come up with our very own darts name and your walk-on music. If we decide to do an Emma, Dave and Aisling darts tournament.
I think they should do that in every sport. It's such a fun element.
It is good,
it's also
isn't it?
One thing that I can kind of do. A
yes,
bit of darts.
You're actually good
I'm not good, but I'm not terrible.
No, you are
how
terrible.
How many times have you played darts?
Probably once a year, maybe on holidays or the time with you guys. Not often.
But like when Emma plays, she is annoyingly good.
But it's not that bad because I'm pretty bad at most of the things.
I'm fuming.
So it's fine.
So I'll get to you, but we start with me, right?
Okay.
I've decided to call myself Dave the Big Cheese Hammond. All right?
Beautiful.
Because Hammond, the Big Cheese Hammond.
That's perfect, Dave.
That's nice.
So please welcome to the stage, Dave the Big Cheese Hammond. You gotta get the emo vibes in, you know?
It doesn't really go with the name.
But can you imagine the Ali Pali Stadium absolutely losing their minds?
What? I can see the drinks flowing.
Honestly, they're everywhere.
I want you with black eyeliner and black nail varnish.
The first goth dart player.
That'd be me.
I'd love to see that.
People look at me up on Instagram going, is David a dart? Is he a goth? Is he a dart? All right, we move on. We have got, welcome to the Ali Pali Stadium, Emma, the Eliminator Nolan.
Sit down. Sit down.
Be humble.
I had to call her the Eliminator.
Be humble.
Because when she played us in darts, she would take out everyone. Everyone was out. She was always the last person left.
Legend.
So I really, really like that.
Imagine Kendrick and Humble. That would also
be... It would be a good...
It'd
be
a
very, very good opening and opening tune. All right, and last but not least, please welcome to the Ali Pali Stadium, Aisling, bride-to-be Bonner. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride.
And the crowd goes miles.
And all you have to wear, even if you got married years before, is just a little veil.
A little veil.
Wait, tied together with a dart.
Yes! Yeah. That was class. I want to go play darts right now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
The weekend in Playboy Party.
Playboy Party.
Playboy Party.
That's a different thing.
Playboy. Carty and Timeless and Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's his real name? Abel, is it? I wish he was able to make a good tune.
Hey.
It's not our favourite.
He's had better.
Oh, play it. Go on.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
All right, we are knee deep in a game of That's Not My Name. It's where we get three people on and we each get a guess each as to what we think their name is. It's based on absolutely nothing.
Yes.
We guess your name correctly, you say huzzah. And we'll give you 10 IMC cinema passes. If we guess it wrong, you got to say the name of the game, which is That's Not My Name.
Where did huzzah come from over Christmas? Please just address this now. Is this going to be a thing in 2025?
I like huzzah.
I was watching some old-timey movies. Mm. Maybe that was it. You have been sending in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is, and we are going to play them out each for you, but with our headphones off, so we cannot hear what is being said.
All right, we really want to win on this. We kind of had a bad run on this in 2024, and there's huge amounts of IMC cinema passes that could be won on this as well. 10 this morning for the taking. So, headphones off.
Headphones off, everybody.
My name is Dylan.
Player one, let's get it done.
Let's get it done.
Did you have a good break, player one?
I did. It was great. All the family were home from abroad.
Very good.
You have people far and wide, you did?
Yeah. Okay.
Good stuff. Okay, player one, I'm going to just get straight into this. Player one, is your name Adrian?
No, that was not my name.
Adrian. For the love of God.
What in the world?
Adrian.
It's a man's name.
Yes, we know it's a man's name, but how many Adrians do you know?
I have four Adrians in my contacts on my phone.
You need to delete your contacts.
It's not his name anyway.
It's not your name. All right. Is your name Peter?
No, that is not my name.
Ah, damn it.
That's not your name. Okay, sir. For the last time, is your name Darren?
Nope, that is not my name.
The person who texts you called Darren. By any chance.
Okay, player one, go on, make us sick. What's your name?
My name is Dylan.
Your name is Dylan. Dylan. You're very close to Darren.
Dylan, happy new year. Apologies we couldn't sort you this morning.
It's a skill issue. That was my fault.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Thanks, Dylan. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye. Let down. But look, there's still time.
There is still time.
I'm still angry at the Adrian thing, to be honest.
Get over it.
Let me check your contacts. You have four Adrians.
Loads of Adrians.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Headphones off.
She has no Adrian in that phone.
Voice note number two.
Hi, my name is Gronin.
Player two, let's speak to you.
How was your break, player two?
Good, yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Busy, keeping it quiet.
All right, straight into the game. Player two, is your name Maria?
No.
Was that Marie or Maria?
I was trying to see what I was getting. So, Maria.
Maria.
I said Maria, yeah.
All right, not your name. Okay. Player two, is your name Niamh?
No.
Ah, that's not your name.
Okay, player two, is your name? I'm just going to go for it. Sarah.
No.
Ah, that's not your name. All right, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
It's Grania,
my mother's name.
I actually, when I was younger, really wanted to call my child Grania. I still would consider.
You don't have a child.
What did you end up calling it?
What did you go with in the end?
Exist.
Grania, happy new year. Sorry we couldn't look after you this morning.
See you, Grania.
Thanks, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Final chance. Can we start the new year as we hope to go on?
Come on.
Headphones off.
Headphones off.
My name is Brian.
Player three, will you be the king?
How are you, player three?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys?
Good. Up and busy this morning?
Yeah. On the way, talent.
This is our last chance now of a win this week. Emma, hit it.
Player three, is your name Tig?
No.
Not your name. Is your name Kevin?
That's not my name.
Oh God! Really got me.
If you want to create some crazy tension here, you'll do a huge gap. Player three, is your name Damien?
That is not my name.
Oh God, Damien! You awful person.
He's not Damien.
Oh yeah, he's not Damien.
Oh, that was so good.
Player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
He's a messer.
My name is Brian.
Your name is Brian. You're barred, Brian.
Brian is a classic guest on That's Not My Name as well.
Excellent.
Good fun though, Brian. Thank you so much for playing. That's it.
See you later. Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Talk to you later.
So how many Adrians do you have on your phone?
Two.
No, that's a lie.
I
deleted the second one.
Admit it. You lied. You lied during That's Not My Name. One. How dare you?
You have one, Adrian.
Dave was telling us earlier today that apparently she was in West Cork with Paul Mescal over Christmas.
Super value. She was looking for eggs. I don't know. She doesn't have the accent.
One of them was looking for eggs. Yeah. She was actually quite a big feature of my New Year's Eve celebrations.
Bryce
for
Abel.
Some reason, the girls just were obsessed with her other song, That's So True.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And literally, every time we got in the car, we were like, yeah, we think it's so chip. Nobody knows the words. We're like, take it back at the gap.
Well, that number one, it could still be.
I think it was
for a while.
Christmas number one.
Gracie Abrams, and that is the previous song to.
I like it.
I love you. I'm sorry. On Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. Although that should stick in my head, your interpretation of the song. I think her new song, That's So True, will forever remind me of producer Callum because obsessed he was.
Yeah, I remember when it first dropped, he was like, this is going to be a huge hit, guys. It's going to be huge. Yeah.
He listened to it some like 30 times in a row on the bus home, wasn't
it? Yeah, I was obsessed. I could probably, I'm not going to do it for you now because there's only 17 seconds before this song starts, but I could probably do the entire bridge. Made it out alive, but I think I lost it. There you go, that's enough.
On tomorrow's show, yeah. The rap god has changed into a crazy Abrams impersonator.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.